The story of London is the story of how a muddy estuary on a rainy island in a remote corner of Northern Europe gave birth to the greatest city in the world. 2,000 years ago, the site was discovered by the Romans, who turned a deserted marsh into a jewel in their empire. The squalid streets of medieval London became the workshop of Europe. The seedy taverns of the Tudor city produced the greatest literature the world has ever known. London's been ravaged by disease, destroyed by fire. It was the first city in the Western world whose population reached a million, and for 100 years, the biggest metropolis in the world. It's been the capital of the world's greatest empire. It's been bombed to the ground. But after every calamity, it's been reborn. Seething, relentless, unstoppable, indestructible. Surprisingly, the first people to grasp the importance of London's unique location weren't locals at all, but foreigners. In 43 AD, the Romans landed on the south coast of England and marched up the Thames estuary until they reached the site of modern London. The locals were farmers and fishermen. For them, the river was simply a boundary between the territories of different tribes. But to the Romans' acute commercial mind, this stretch of water had great potential. Their contribution to the history of London would be to transform a deserted swamp into Britain's premier city. The Thames here was tidal, narrow enough to be bridged and deep enough for ships to sail all the way up from the coast. A port here would open up the whole region north of the Thames to trade and connect Britain to the rest of Rome's global empire.